when I was growing up, there were two medicines in the world. You had aspirin and camphophonique. That's all there was. Now there's so many medicines. They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures. Like, try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home, feline leukemia, athlete's foot, head lice, club foot, MS, MD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, tooth decay, parvo, warts, unibrow, lazy eye, fruit flies, chest pains, clogged drains, hemorrhoids, dry heaving, and sexual dysfunction. I'm watching it going, you know what? I'll just have itchy, watery eyes.
Hi there. Welcome to Kate Daly Show. Oh, guess what, folks? It's officially Friday. I know. It is. It's officially Friday. I tell you what, it's been a week and lots of news we've suffered through and all kinds of things. And I honestly, this gave me a laugh and I wanted to share this with you. And I do have Mike Casey coming on, and he and Morley Robbins speak out a lot about supplements and what they can do and how we can use them, because I'm getting a lot of questions in email about what should people take. And anyway, we're going to get to that at the end. But at the end of the show, and it'll be great, but I have to say, I need to laugh once in a while, and I want to be able to look around and feel something, some hope. Now, Milty and I laugh on the show, and we're usually mocking the headlines and usually really sarcastic. You're welcome. And it's because, you know why? Because we do that because we have to kind of suffer through the day. And each day with the news, and the news is kind of bleak. I mean, on the Western front today, there is the bill that I think is going through, but they do have to have a warrant. Can you imagine that Congress is debating whether or not to have due process or not? The Congress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there's all kinds of that sort of news. And there's a lot of directions that I could go today, but I'm going to open the phone lines to you. And I want to hear your stories, because I need to have a laugh today. And this story that was told to Jay Leno so completely cracked me up that I 100% have to do this. Okay. I have to tell you the story because it's so funny and it's a first date story, but I want to share this with you. I have my own funny stories from my life. Maybe I'll share a couple today, but I really want to hear from you, actually. And I know funny things have happened to you, circumstances beyond your control. So Jay Leno went into the audience to find the most embarrassing first date that a woman ever had. And the winner described her worst first date experience. And there was absolutely no question in the audience why she took the prize. Here goes. She said it was midwinter, snowing, really, really cold. And the guy had taken her skiing in the mountains outside Salt Lake City, where I'm actually in the state of Utah, but I'm in the southern part. I'm in the desert. It was a day trip, no overnight or anything. They were strangers, after all, and had never met before. And the outing was fun, but relatively uneventful, until they were headed home later that afternoon. They were driving back down the mountain when she gradually began to realize that she should not have had the extra latte. They were about an hour away from anywhere with a restroom and in the middle of nowhere. Okay. Her companion, her first date, suggested that she try to hold it, in which she did for a while. Unfortunately, because of the heavy snow and slow going, there came a point where she told him that she'd better stop and let her go beside the road, or it would be the front seat of his car. They stopped and quickly crawled out because the car yanked her pants down and started in the deep snow. She didn't have good footing, so she let her rear end rest against the rear fender to steady herself. Her companion stood on the side of the car watching for traffic and was a real gentleman and refrained from peeking. And all she could think about was the relief she felt despite the rather embarrassment nature of the situation. Okay. Upon finishing what she had started, she soon became aware of another sensation. And as she went to pull her pants up on the side of the road, the young lady discovered that her rear end was firmly glued against the car's fender. Yeah. So thoughts of tongues frozen to poles immediately came to mind as she attempted to disengage her rear end from the icy metal and right in front of him. And it was quickly apparent that she had a brand new problem thanks to the extreme cold. Horrified by this and yet aware of the humorous moment, she answered her date's concerns about what was taking so long with a reply that indeed she was freezing her rear end off and in some need of some assistance. He came around the car as she tried to cover herself with her sweater, and then she looked imploringly into his eyes. He burst out laughing. She too got the giggles, and they finally managed to compose themselves enough that they assessed what they were going to do. First date, I'm just reminding you, this is a first date. Obviously, as hysterical as the situation was, they were faced with a real problem. Her rear end was stuck to the fender. They both agreed that it was going to take something hot to free her chilly cheeks from the grip of the icy metal. Thinking about what had gotten her into this predicament in the first place, both quickly realized that there was only one way to get her free. I can't make this up. So as she looked the other way, her first time date, who she barely knew, proceeded to pee on a butt cheek that was frozen to the fender. Mm-hmm. So the audience is screaming with laughter at this point. And she took the Tonight Show prize hands down, or perhaps pants down. And you thought your first dates were entertaining. Well, it turns out, he said this gives a whole new, Jay Leno said this gives a whole new meaning to being pissed off, which I just could not stop laughing at that. Anyway, how did the first date turn out? He became her husband and was sitting next to her on the Leno show. So I love stories like this because you think you have it bad in a certain situation. No, somebody's probably got it worse. And it reminded me of when I was single, and a friend of mine and my friend Cindy and myself had moved to Las Vegas, and we were working for Spaga. We were working for a really hoity-toity restaurant, and this was back in my early 20s. And this gentleman had asked me on a date. So this is before cell phones, okay? And so I say yes. I give him my number. I think I'd even waited on him. And then the night of the date comes, and my friend is going out on her date, and she's going out to the parking lot, and she sees a guy wandering around the parking lot, and he's dressed in full leather, full big guy, full Harley. Now, there's nothing wrong with Harleys. I love Harleys, okay? Full on gear, head to toe. Now, I wasn't dressed for this. I had no idea I was going on a motorcycle. I had no idea. So she runs back to the apartment and says, I think your date's looking for you. And I just want you to be warned that the date might not go as you're thinking it's going to go. So the guy shows up to the door. We look nothing like we're going on the same date. Okay. And I'm kind of dressed up. He's in all leather. We get on this Harley, and he's driving me outside of Nevada, all the way out of Nevada, and all on the outskirts. And I mean, all I'm doing is looking around on the side of the road and thinking, I'm going to die out here. This guy is going to murder me and bury me out here, and no one's ever going to know where I landed. No one's ever going to know where I'm buried. He drives me to a bar that's out on the outskirts, and I'm not a bar hopper. At a bar on the outskirts, and I mean outskirts, way out there. I mean way out there. It must have been in the next city. And it's a bar for heroin addicts that are sort of recovering. And I'm playing pool all night with a bunch of ex-druggies and a whole lot of really colorful people, thinking that even on the way home, he could murder me and bury me in the desert. And 2 weeks later, I go on another date, and the guy shows up. So I kid you not, the guy shows up in a pink Cadillac with horns. I can't make this up. And I'm looking at this car, and we get in, and I'm thinking, well, this will be interesting. And he says, you know, I live with my mother, really happy there. I'm looking to get married, and my wife and I continue to live with my mother, and she's very, very nice, and I think you'd actually get along with her. And here I am looking at him just thinking, okay, and this ain't going to happen. And I'm trying to think how I can get out of the date. And then he turns to me and he goes, I had a vision that we were supposed to get married. And I turned to him and I said, from God? God gave you this vision? And he goes, yes, we are supposed to get married. And all I keep thinking is, well, that was aiming low for me. Thanks, God. You know, I really appreciate that. Thanks. Is this my treat in life? Have I done that well? Anyway, it was so funny. I got out of the date, called a roommate to come get me. He was a really interesting person. The night kept going like that. The strangest things were said. And all I could think of was how to get out of this. And I remember telling my friend, why did we move here? And is there anyone normal? And so I love first date stories or any funny stories, because I know everybody listening has found themselves in a funny situation. So phone lines are open, 888-673-1450. I want to hear from you. You got to make me laugh. I'm serious. I need it today. We need a good weekend. We need to feel some joy, some laughter. I want to hear your stories. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Cabo Rock Golf.
Keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305, record day before, to compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right. Well, Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy that you're joining me. Get over to Done With Debt. Done, just like you're done, right? Remember, that's how you can remember it. DoneWithDebt.com. And they'll help you get out of your credit card bills. I'm serious. They can help reduce your rates. They'll negotiate for you. What are you waiting for? Just do it, because it's compounding. As we're every day that goes by, it's compounding more, and you're more and more in debt. And this is, I love these guys. I trust them. They're so amazing. Megan Kelly talks so highly about these guys. I just love them. Anyways, they're doing really good work. Your information's private. You can just have a free consult with them, downwithdebt.com. Tell them we sent you, and you're going to love the experience, because you're going to feel a little more peace, and that's what we're all about today. All right, caller. I already have a caller. Okay, caller, let's hear the story. I got to hear this.
Okay, so I was set up by a friend, and she said, he's a great guy, he's respectable, he's nice, he's kind, you're really going to have a great time. I said, okay. So he calls me, tells me to meet him over. A long time ago, we used to have a place called Iggy's, and I met him over there, and I'm sitting in my car, and all of a sudden, I see this, it looked like a hearse drive up in the parking lot, and I'm thinking, there's no way. There's no way. Can't be.
No.
And this guy gets out, and I walk up to the door, and he walks up to the door, and he asked me my name. I said yes, and he said who he was, and I said, well, that's an interesting car that you're driving. And he just starts laughing, and so then I thought, okay, no big deal. But then I kind of looked down at his feet. And I noticed he's got, like, these Velcro shoes on.
Okay.
Like, something like my grandfather would wear. And I thought, okay, stop being judgmental. He's probably a really nice guy. Let's just get on with it. We walk into Iggy's. We go sit at the bar. And we start talking. And the first thing he tells me is, it's so hard for me to find dates around here because all these women just want me for my money. And I'm thinking, okay, you drive a hearse for a car, and you have Velcro tennis shoes, but okay.
Okay.
And then we start to order some food and a drink, and there's a guy sitting on the opposite end of us that's watching this whole thing. And
oh,
he starts laughing, and it's one of those, like, Urkel laughs that draws attention. You're like, okay, I'm being punked. I know I'm being punked. What's happening here? And then the conversation goes on a little more, and out of nowhere, he starts belching and farting. And at this point, I'm like, I definitely have to be being punked here.
Right.
I don't understand.
No.
And the guy across from me is taking his hand and, like, slicing his throat, like, get out now. Get out now. And so I had to pretend, I'm like, the same. I'm like, how am I going to get out of this?
Right.
This is just not going anywhere. So I pretend that my phone rings and I say, hello. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I said, you know what? My daughter's locked out of her house and I've got to run home really fast to let her in. And so I said, I'll be back. And he gets up. He goes, well, you want me to walk you to the car? I go, no, no, I'll be back. And I booked it out the door so fast. I was in heels and running to my car as fast as I could.
Oh, I love it. Oh, my gosh.
I seriously thought someone was going to jump out and say, ha-ha, you're being punked, because it was just not believable.
Yeah. Thank you. That just made my day. Thank you for calling up. I love it. Thank you. I know everyone has got a story like that. I know you do. 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us live in the afternoon. Of course, that number is also on the website, katedalyradio.com. I mean, there's so many of those, am I right? There's so many stories like that. And I've had my own. I know you have. And one woman was giving a description of her date. And she said, his mom drove him to the restaurant and his ex-wife had to bring him his money to pay the check because he left his wallet in his mom's purse. I booked it out of there. Same thing. See, I just think these ones are so, so funny. On the first date, he knelt on the floor and told me he loved me right in the underwear section of a department store. Another gal said that the guy asked her over dinner what kind of makeup techniques he would use on me if I had died. There's horror stories. I know. And this can be any circumstance, but I want to hear your stories. We have enough pending news. I mean, we have enough in the news today. We could be looking at some altercations, Iran and Israel. I think it's going to be false flagged. We've got a lot of stuff on the horizon. But today, today's Friday, and I celebrate Friday. So call up. I want to hear from you. 888-673-1450 if you're listening to us in the daytime. I shall be right back. Don't go anywhere. There you go. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I can't get over.
All right, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. And of course, with things the way they are, you know I'm going to tell you, take advantage of the situation and get some gold before it's going to keep going up, folks. Get some silver while it's a killer deal, and or you'll be kicking yourself, I think. Go to Birch Gold for that. That's who I trust. Birch Gold is amazing. Huge 5-star rating. Everybody loves them. Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, everybody. And just raves about them. But all you have to do in order to get some free information on that and also how to protect yourself and everything that you have out there, your savings, your IRAs, everything, is to text 989898 and then just text my name as the message. Just Kate. That's all you have to put. You don't even have to say hi. You just say Kate. That's it. They're going to send you some information. This is such a great opportunity to talk to somebody about your situation and your age, because that plays into what you should do. Your age is going to say a lot about what needs to happen in your situation, how much gold and silver you should probably have, maybe something under the mattress, who knows, and of course, how much to keep in the bank and what you should probably do in your situation with your age, okay, and your circumstance. So they're wonderful. They're red-pilled. They're amazing to talk to. And you're just going to get the free information. There's no obligation. But please text my name, Kate. Text 989898. Do that right now while you're on your phone. And I would so appreciate that, because at least I know you're getting it. Okay? I love this. Phone lines are open. I want to hear from you. And I do have a story for you. If I'm not getting phone calls right away, I do have a story for you. But that's funny, but really funny. But I also want to make sure that you can get in on this too. 888-673-1450. It's Friday. I want to hear a funny moment, something that happened to you, and probably people don't believe your story. Probably, I told the first date story of that woman that told her tale on Jay Leno. It was so funny. But, you know, it's, I think it's always kind of fun to swap stories, though, because I think that there's so much we can learn from each other. And plus, don't we always need a good laugh? I think so. I think we always do. All right. I'm going to play this. This is Andy Borowitz, and he's talking about a real life experience that happened to him, all about the colon. So sorry about that. But it's called An Unexpected Twist. Here we go.
So So last fall, my wife Olivia and I are getting ready to go to a party, but I'm not really feeling up to it. I've been feeling kind of crappy the last few days. I've had these weird stomach pains and kind of bloated. I kind of look like I'm in my third trimester, and I've been constipated, which is weird for me. I've got to say, I just got to tell you this, I am very regular, okay? And I know that sounds like bragging. But as we age, we wear that like a badge of honor. So I just say that. So Olivia calls the health insurance hotline that we've got and talks to a nurse, and she runs down my symptoms from the nurse. And then the nurse asks her to ask me, when was the last time that you passed gas? And I realize at this point that my record keeping on this is terrible. So she asks, well, was it in the last 24 hours? And I think about it, and I'm like, no, I don't think so. And so then the nurse says to Olivia, you've got to get him to an emergency room within the next 6 hours. So we go to the emergency room, and we check in at the triage unit, which I've got to say is not a reassuring name for a unit at all. It's like the worst thing to call a unit, in a way. And the intake nurse, first question she asked me is, she said, can you rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10? And I say 6, which is a huge mistake, because at that point, an immediate sense of calm and relaxation sets in over my case, and they busy themselves with the people who said 7 through 10. You know, that's just the way it works. So it takes a couple of hours. They finally x-ray me, and I'm taken to an examining room, and a doctor comes in, and this doctor is 12. I mean, I feel like I'm being waited on at the Apple store. I mean, that's the only... And I've got this big belly, and I say to him, doctor, I say, what's up with this? And he says, well, my diagnosis is distension. And I said, you mean my stomach is distended? And he said, that's correct. And I'm like, well, clearly I'm not dealing with Dr. House here, you know? But he orders a CAT scan, and I go through that. And then for the next, you know, couple of hours or so, a bunch of other doctors come into the room. And disturbingly, each time a new doctor comes in, he's slightly higher on the medical hierarchy at the hospital. So I'm pretty sure that, like, the next person who comes in is going to be Hippocrates, you know, the father of medicine. But finally, a guy comes in with the CAT scan results, and he is a surgical resident. Now, the only word that's worse than triage is surgical, because you know that something bad is about to happen. And he says, well, we have good news in a way, which is that we know what's wrong with you. And I said, well, what is it? And he says, your colon is twisted. And this is something called a sigmoid volvulus. I mean, I know a lot of you already know what that means, since it's the scientists and all. But basically what it means is that the colon has formed a knot, and nothing's going in and nothing's coming out. It's like Midtown. Now, my wife, Olivia, is a former journalist, and she has a knack for asking, like, the perfect question that just gets right to the truth of the matter. So she asks, is he in danger? And the doctor says, yes. Now, I should probably say at this point that at this point in time, Olivia and I have been married for 9 months. These have been the happiest 9 months of my life. And just being with her has erased all the sadness of all the years leading up to this. And during those 9 months, many times I've said to myself, life is so awesome right now. It would take something really freaky. So I say to the doctor, what's next? And he says, well, we have 2 options. And the first option is one we'd rather not do, which is, he said, emergency surgery, we go in, we cut out the part of the colon that's twisted, and then we sew the two ends back together. And the reason this is not a good option is because, as you can imagine, the colon is a very contaminated part of the body. And when you do emergency surgery in those conditions, the chances of an infection and then sepsis setting in are pretty high, and that will kill you. So I said, well, what's the other option? I said, well, the other option is that we take a colonoscopy tool with a camera on the end, and we just use it as a tool, and we stick it up your rectum, and we try to manually untwist your colon. And if this works, we will then spend the next couple days in the hospital just flushing out your system, getting your colon nice and sterile, and then on Friday we'll do that operation, but it'll be under sterile, optimal conditions, and you'll be good to go. So I'm like, shove the camera up, let's go. So they do it, and thank God it works. They untwist my colon, I check into the hospital, I'm in a room, they spend the next couple of days flushing out my system, and by Friday, my colon is clean as a whistle. It's unbelievable. And I go in for the surgery, and miraculously, the surgery goes exactly as planned. Perfect. So I'm in my room, and I'm recovering, and for the first time, I meet my surgeon who's performed this on me, and he's a very nice Chinese gentleman named Dr. Ho. And Dr.
Okay, I'll stop it right there. I'll come right back on the Kate Daly Show. Andy Borowitz, Unexpected Twist. Be right back.
There you go.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, pretty fake. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. And of course, yes, there's some hot things in the news. Iran's in the news. It looks like they're going to carry out an action, probably. I'll discuss that more in the next hour, just for a second. But still, want your stories. You can call in at the first part of the next hour and tell me your stories. I can't wait to hear. And also, I'm playing a story right now about Andy Borowitz is telling his story about what happened when he went in to the hospital for this sudden problem that he was having. And here he describes Dr. Ho. So here we go.
A Chinese gentleman named Dr. Ho. And Dr. Ho speaks perfect English, but he's chosen to speak it in this very abbreviated, clipped fashion, sort of like Confucius on Twitter. That's the only way I can describe it. Everything is like four characters, and then he's out. So I asked him, like, so when you got in there, what did you do to my colon? And he said, remove 2 feet. They took out 2 feet of my colon. And I'm thinking, that's a lot of colon to be removed. And I said, why so much? And he said, colon was redundant. And that is the extent of my conversation with Dr. Ho. He's out. He's out to tweet some more to somebody else. So it's awesome. Olivia takes me home, and we're feeling like we really dodged a bullet. But then I get home, and I'm not feeling so great. I'm sort of feeling chills and shivers, and I get into bed, and I sort of pull up the sheets all the way to my chin, sort of like I'm a little kid home from school. I'm feeling bad. And then I notice that every time I sit up, I vomit. And this gets worse and worse until, I mean, I know some of us vomit occasionally, but this is like continuous vomiting. It's like I've just seen a Matthew McConaughey movie or something. It's just uncontrollable. So Olivia takes me back to the hospital, and we go back to the emergency room, and I get back to the triage unit, and the nurse there says, can you rate your pain from 1 to 10? And I am like, which turns out to be the correct answer, by the way, for future reference. So they take my vitals, They take my vitals. I am so dehydrated from all this vomiting that my heart rate at rest is like 120. My blood pressure is like just plummeting to the floor. And I'm in a state of dehydration, which is known as organ failure. My organs are now failing. So they strap me to a gurney, they put an IV in me, they start pumping me with fluids, they thread a tube up my nose and down my throat to start pumping all the bile out of my stomach, and then just quarts of bile are coming out of me. And I'm on there, and they give me an emergency x-ray of my abdomen. And then, with the x-rays a few minutes later, Dr. Ho appears again. And he explains to me that when they sewed up the two parts of my colon, apparently, somehow, it sprung a leak. And my colon is now currently leaking into the rest of my abdomen, and they can identify gas sort of in the vicinity of my liver, which is not really where it's supposed to be. And I say, well, so are we going to do that thing where we flush out my body for a couple of days and then we get things nice and clean and then you operate? And he said, no, we don't have that option here. We've got to do emergency surgery. Exactly what we were trying to avoid the last week, because this can kill you. So I can see Olivia has one of those journalistic questions coming on, but this time she takes one of the residents outside of the room and asks this question out of my earshot. And she comes back into the room, and I can see that there are tears in her eyes. And I say to her, did you get some bad news? And she just says, I just love you so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, just bring in the rabbi right now, because I am so over. I am so over. But I can tell that she's really very upset and she's falling apart. And so I call out for a nurse, and I said, nurse, can we have a tranquilizer for my wife? She really needs something. But it's what the resident has told her, and she hasn't told me. The resident has said, with this kind of surgery, the odds of surviving it are about 50%. That's about what you got. So they wheel me into surgery, and 3 hours later, magically, I awake. So I know that I've somehow survived this. And I mean, that's not exactly a spoiler. I'm here, right? I mean, come on.
Woo!
You weren't following this very closely. All right. So I'm recovering, and there again appears Dr. Ho, and he explains to me what they've done to me, which is that they've wrapped up my colon where they think the leak was, and they wanted to make it absolutely tight. So what they've done, they're taking no chances this time. They're going to give the colon a few months to heal, and the way they're doing that is they have diverted my digestive tract elsewhere. Like, what is that, like when you close the upper roadway on the GWB? I mean, what does this mean? What this means is they have taken out part of my small intestine and pulled it outside of my body, and it is now currently emptying out into something called an ileostomy, which is a fancy medical name for plastic bag. I am not kidding you, that's what's there, it's right there. So I'm like, getting this bad news, and he tweets to me, only 3 months. Then they do a reversal surgery at the end of 3 months, they put your small intestine back in, and you're good to go. Now, I'm like rocked by this news, like how am I gonna live with this? And just seconds later, this nurse appears, and her job at the hospital is to spread pro-ileostomy propaganda. I'm not kidding. She has a magazine called The Phoenix. And The Phoenix is a glossy magazine devoted to the ileostomy lifestyle. Who knew? And you go through the Phoenix, and it's like GQ. They're like all these sexy people And they're like, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. I'm going to run out of time. But he survives. He survives. And I'll put the whole story on the podcast, of course. But at katedalyradio.com. So funny. Andy Borowitz, unexpected. But, you know, those kinds of things happen in every family and in every person's life. I don't care who you are, family or not. You're having those experiences, I'm sure. But you're always so funny. I love it. When I come back, you can call up. It's open phone lines. And then later in the hour, Mike Casey's going to join me. And we're going to be talking about some. He has vast knowledge in some supplements and what we should be taking right now. So I love that. So he'll answer a lot of your questions. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.